The boys were there that night about the appointed time. They sat in the shadow, waiting. It was a lonely place, and an hour made solemn by old traditions. Spirits whispered in the rustling leaves. Ghosts lurked in the murky nooks. The deep baying of a hound floated up out of the distance. An owl answered in his sepulchral note. The boys were subdued by these solemnities and talked little. By and by they judged that 12 had come. They marked where the shadow fell and began to dig. Their hopes commenced to rise. Their interest grew stronger, and their industry kept pace with it. The hole deepened and still deepened, but every time their hearts jumped to hear the pick strike upon something, they only suffered a new disappointment. It was only a stone or a chunk. At last Tom said, "It ain't any use, Huck. We're wrong again." "Well, but we can't be wrong. We spotted the shadow to a dot." "I know it, but then there's another thing." "What's that?" "Why, we only guessed at the time. Like enough it was too late or too early."
Huck dropped his shovel.
"That's it,"
said he.
"That's the very trouble. We've got to give this one up. We can't ever tell the right time. And besides, this kind of thing's too awful. Here this time of night with witches and ghosts fluttering around so. I feel as if something's behind me all the time. And I'm afeard to turn around because maybe there's others in front waiting for a chance. I've been creeping all over ever since I got here."
"Well, I've been pretty much so, too, Huck. They most always put in a dead man when they bury a treasure under a tree to look out for it."
"Lordy."
"Yes, they do. I've always heard that."
"Tom, I don't like to fool around much where there's dead people. A boy's bound to get into trouble with them, sure."
"I don't like to stir them up either, Huck. Suppose this one here was to stick his skull out and say something."
"Don't, Tom. It's awful."
"Well, it just is, Huck. I don't feel comfortable a bit."
"Say, Tom, let's give this place up and try somewhere else."
"All right, I reckon we better."
"What'll it be?"
Tom considered a while and then said,
"The haunted house. That's it."
"Blame it. I don't like haunted houses, Tom. Well, they're a darn sight worse than dead people. Dead people might talk, maybe, but they don't come sliding around in the shroud when you ain't noticing and peep over your shoulder all of a sudden and grit their teeth the way a ghost does. I couldn't stand such a thing as that, Tom. Nobody could."
"Yes, but Huck, ghosts don't travel around only at night. They won't hinder us from digging there in the daytime."
"Well, that's so, but you know mighty well people don't go about that haunted house in the day nor the night."
"Well, that's mostly because they don't like to go where a man's been murdered, anyway. But nothing's ever been seen around that house in the night. Just some blue light slipping by the window. No regular ghosts."
"Well, where you see one of them blue lights flickering around, Tom, you can bet there's a ghost mighty close behind it. It stands to reason, because you know that they don't anybody but ghosts use them."
"Yes, that's so. But anyway, they don't come around in the daytime, so what's the use of our being afeard?"
"Well, all right. We'll tackle the haunted house if you say so, but I reckon it's taking chances."
They had started down the hill by this time. There in the middle of the moonlit valley below them stood the haunted house. Utterly isolated, its fences gone long ago, rank weeds smothering the very doorstep. The chimney crumbled to ruin. The window sashes vacant. A corner of the roof caved in. The boys gazed a while, half expecting to see a blue light flit past a window. Then, talking in a low tone, as befitted the time and the circumstances, they struck far off to the right to give the haunted house a wide berth and took their way homeward through the woods that adorned the rearward side of Cardiff Hill.